Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Sips and Tips, the podcast where we will take you step by step through mixing up a cocktail, and then we're going to tackle a problem sent to us by one of our listeners.
Each week, we will try to theme the drink based on the problem we are tackling. We stress try. Sometimes we pick a drink just because it sounds good.
My name is Kitch.
And I'm Andrea. This week, we're going to make you a fruit punch you in the face.
Yeah, sounds interesting. This drink comes from idrink.com, and that's not my homepage. It's an actual website, and it's just like iPhone, but idrink.com. I was looking at the ingredients, and I was trying to figure out if this was like a vodka based or a rum based or a tequila. It's everything based.
Yeah,
there's about 9 different alcohols on the counter that we're gonna pour into this shaker. So let's see what we need.
Okay, so you're gonna need banana liqueur, creme de cacao, rum. We have spiced rum, so I'm not sure how it's gonna go, but probably a regular white rum would be best. Some triple sec and vodka, and then we are going to mix that with pineapple juice, cranberry juice, and a splash of lime and maraschino cherry at the end.
All right. If any of you sampled or took the time to try the pecan pie martini that we made last week, I hope it kicked your ass the way it kicked mine, because I felt like garbage the whole day the next day just from 1.5 of those. So
I felt fine.
Yeah, well, yeah. I felt fine. It's the tequila every time it does it. It doesn't matter if I have it.
There was no tequila in that one. That was vodka.
Was that a vodka base?
And bourbon, which I had to drink.
Oh, right. I thought that had the Cafe XO. Nope. No. Well, then I have no excuse other
no,
than...
you don't.
It might have been the 2 or 3 old fashions I had before that. And
yeah. Okay, let's start with... Okay, I have ice in my shaker.
Yes.
Now, it's basically 1/2 ounce of all the alcohols.
So oh, all the alcohols.
Oh, good. Oh, dear.
Say hi to George, everybody. And Mojo.
They haven't made their presence known yet. That's no. Pretty good. Okay, so 1/2 ounce of banana liqueur, which smells really good. I could just sit and drink that, I think.
And that's the
McGinnis.
McGinnis brand banana liqueur. Or okay. Creme de banane.
Oh, I keep losing my recipe.
For the French folk.
I don't know what's going on today. Okay. Now I have my creme de cacao.
And you said it's 1/2 ounce of all of these.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Then I will add the rum. Look at these. I even laid them out in order.
I see
and I
that.
Didn't even mean to do that.
Well, you did very well. Impressive. You're getting... It's only episode 4 and you're becoming a pro already.
I should have been a bartender.
Yeah. You could make me drinks more often. If you want practice or something. You could try them on me.
I could.
Remember last week when we talked about the lady who was upset because her husband didn't bring flowers? And I said, what do you do for him? Make him a drink.
That's, yeah.
George doesn't want you doing anything for me at all. So.
Okay, and oh, that was the triple sec.
Triple sec.
And now I'm at the vodka. This is very yellow so far. Oof.
Is it ever?
Okay, now it's 2 ounces of pineapple juice and 2 ounces of cranberry juice.
I wonder if George just doesn't like all the sounds.
I don't know, he hasn't noticed us doing anything.
I wonder if he wants us to make him one. Okay, if that's so his way of saying.
Pineapple.
2 ounces of pineapple juice. Which I'm not a huge fan of, but... It has its
Ryan pineapple benefits. Juice is good.
Ryan pineapple juice? Mm-hmm. I do like rye, so.
You don't like cranberry juice either.
I don't like cranberry juice. You're... All these drinks you're choosing.
See, I'm making you drink stuff you don't like.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, now it's a weird color. Okay.
Yeah. So 2 ounces of each fruit juice.
Okay, now we shake it up. I always feel like the shaker is gonna not.
It is a weird kind of color for sure. It was better before you put the cranberry juice
like
in it.
Well, it looks like iced tea now, actually.
Kind of, yep.
All right, so Now we pour this in our glass with ice.
You garnish with the maraschino?
Yes.
Everything's better with a maraschino cherry, I would say.
It is. I'd actually put 2 in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which I forgot.
We got a whole jar. Don't hold back.
You want to grab us?
I can.
Okay, a dash of lime juice I will put in there right now.
And I'm going to do my contribution, and I'm going to fish a couple of maraschino cherries out of the jar and drop them right on top.
That looks pretty good.
It does look pretty good.
I'm going to take a picture.
So again, this is 1/2 ounce each of creme de banane, creme de cacao, a rum of some kind. We use spiced rum. Maybe not the best idea, but we'll find out here in a second. Triple sec and vodka. And 2 ounces each of pineapple juice and cranberry juice, shaken over ice, garnished with a couple of cherries. So give that
up. So that made 1 drink. Do you want me to try first?
You try first, just in case it's gross.
I'm not going to tell you if it's gross.
Oh, come on. So, what is your synopsis there?
I'll tell you after you drink it.
I don't know.
It tastes like juice.
It tastes like juice, but I think I would like it better if it had a bit of fizz to it or something. Like, to me, that's like the punch you get at a office Christmas party.
Kind of is.
Before somebody dumps a flask of whiskey in it.
It's very good. You could easily drink that.
It's not bad. I would omit the cranberry probably and just double up on the pineapple, but...
No, it'd be too sweet.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. That pineapple, actually, I would go 3 ounces cranberry, 1 ounce pineapple. Mm-hmm. Pineapple's very sweet.
Yeah. I could definitely drink it. There's no question. I could drink it. But I would like something with a little bit of effervescence.
See, I like it because it does not have any effervescence.
Jesus, we're never going to find one that we both like. I don't think, anyway.
We both like the pecan.
Yeah.
It needed less
bourbon. Till the next day.
It needed less bourbon.
No, I like the bourbon. So, all right, well.
That was good. I like it.
So, that was the fruit punch you in the face. To kind of go along with this week's listener issue or problem. So we're going to mix up another one of these because looks like she's going to blast through this one pretty quick. And then we'll move over to the table and have a little chat. We'll be back in a minute. Okay, we are back. We've got our fruit punch you in the face drinks, which mine's a little better, I gotta admit.
Mine's better.
No. I have substituted 1 ounce of cranberry juice for an extra ounce of pineapple juice, and it's fantastic. Just saying.
And I need 1 less ounce of pineapple and 1 more ounce of cranberry, and it would be perfect.
You're so
it's otherwise
difficult.
Really good. It's almost so gone.
Difficult. Yeah, it is.
I would highly recommend this one. It's very good.
Yeah, check it out. I will put the recipe in the podcast notes. When you click on it, you'll be able to scroll down and find that. And remember that one's from idrink.com. So this week, our listener problem was actually sent to Andrea from Pissed Off Neighbor. And this is an interesting one because I've actually never really had neighbor issues. I've always been very fortunate in all the places I've lived where I've had really good neighbors. But we'll go through.
I don't think I've had anything that rivals this.
No.
I've had places I've lived where you don't know your neighbors. I've had places where we knew all the neighbors. But really, no, I've never had a situation like this.
Quite like this.
This would not be fun.
So, pissed off neighbor wrote in and said that she's had a neighbor from hell for 12 years renting the place next to her. He's a bully, basically. And I'm going to paraphrase this because this person sent us a novel, quite frankly. It's about the size of War and Peace.
She's so very angry. There's been a lot going on in 12 years.
She's got some venting to do. So she sent us a short story book here. But so I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. So renting next door to her for 12 years, he's a big bully. He has made her look bad in front of her other neighbors. Everything from just being demeaning and derogatory to actually throwing leaves over a fence into her yard, claiming that her garbage cans damaged his son's vehicle when it was actually the way his son parked that caused the damage. Bylaw doesn't seem to be any help. They've said that they should involve a mediator, which that's not going to accomplish anything. Basically just being an absolute dick and for no real reason.
I think you hit that.
He's a bully. Yep. And that was,
she says that there's
that was her word.
A large history or 12-year history of domestic abuse in this relationship. There's a couple obviously that live next door to her.
Yep.
With 12-year history of domestic violence issues as well. So she's had to deal with that. And the wife is not any better dealing with her as well. She's had encounters with her and apparently restraining orders involved and some different things. But
yeah, so she even went so far as to install some surveillance cameras to watch her own property. And this clown flipped his wig, she said, took it out on her son while she was in her house and yelled at him, called him names, called him a dork, and did all of this in front of his daughter, who just kind of stood there with a bewildered look on her face and not sure what to do. So this is not a good situation for anyone to be in, let alone, you know, this, I get the impression, and you probably could tell me better, but this is an elder or more mature lady.
Yep.
So,
and she's of recently had some health issues. So, you know, the whole leaf raking thing was an issue because she'd been out raking her leaves. And basically that afternoon or evening, she woke up the next day and big pile of leaves back in her yard again for her to have to clean up.
Yeah. What a dick. So, yeah. So, you know, I've, like I said, right off the hop, I've never had to deal with neighbor issues. I've always been very fortunate, but to me, there's only really a couple of ways to deal with something like this. You've already tried to involve bylaw, and they don't seem to want to help. You can either kill them with kindness and see where that gets you, or you can fight fire with fire and give it back tenfold. And trust me, you could make his life a living hell as well. And if you need help with that, send me a message at tellyouforfree@gmail.com. And I would be happy to help. And probably for free, just for the fun. Because these guys are obviously idiots.
Yeah, and I know that you've installed the surveillance in your yard, which is perfectly legal. He has no recourse towards that. You can monitor your own yard. You have dogs to, you know, and I would honestly be worried for my dogs. I know you said that they would set off air horns to upset your dogs and slamming gates and things like that to upset your dogs. So I would myself be worried about if they would go so far as to do something to my animals. So to have your surveillance in your yard is perfectly fine. And I think also you need to, any interactions you have with them, I would go the opposite way and not necessarily, you don't want to, I don't even know what the word is that I'm thinking of. You don't want to get them going, but if they are confronting you about something, record it. Record every single thing, because that, if they are then threatening you in any way, if they utter threats and you have it on video, then you have something to go on to go take it to the police.
Exactly. What is the male version of Karen? Is it Kyle? Is that what they're saying?
Karen and Kyle. I think it's a Kyle. Kyle or
they,
Keith.
They sound like a Karen and Kyle.
Yeah.
And the only thing you can do with a Karen and Kyle is to try to beat them at their own game, I think. Record them. You have the right to protect your properties, as Andrea said, with cameras. Mm-hmm. There's nothing they can do about that. And hopefully they haven't tried to remove those cameras or damage them on you so that you don't have visual of your yard. I think that if your son is around, and it seems like he had no issue standing up to him or saying something to him, he told him not to be so passive aggressive, which just drove this guy nuts even more. Then, you know, obviously it's easy to get in their head and rattle their cage a little bit. Just show them that you're not going to sit back and let them treat you like that, I think. And as I said, let me know where they live. Because I'd be more than happy to help you out with a few things.
Yeah, I think if you can, keep calm. Don't, like, if they're going after you for something. And, I mean, if they do something, don't let it go. Like, I know that you said that.
Yes.
They, like, you put out your garbage bin, and they went and parked their vehicle so close to the garbage bin that the garbage truck obviously can't pick up the bin because the truck is too close, and so your garbage wasn't picked up. I know how frustrating that must be, because you can only fit so much in your bin, and then they won't pick it up when it's over full, and that's just a dick move completely.
Mm-hmm. And if that's
but
a
you
regular,
need to document that, whether it's taking a picture of your bin
I
out
just
before
say that.
Anything's picked up and showing, look where it is, this is where it is. And then if you see that they have parked next to it, then you take another picture of that and say, look what they've done. I did not put my bin to their vehicle. They put their vehicle next to my bin so they wouldn't get picked up. Like, that's just,
yep.
It's just petty ridiculousness. I can't even imagine having to deal with people
but
like
if
that.
But if it's a regular occurrence, then that's something you need to do. And it's unfortunate that people have to be like this, especially in this day and age. And you would think that most people, because you mentioned in your message that they were in their mid-50s, I think, you would think that most people that age would be understanding and helpful rather than petty and vindictive.
Not if they've always been that way. They're going to get worse. If that's who they are, likely it's just escalating and getting worse.
Yeah, that's true. That's
They're true. Not happy people, very obviously.
And if you were her, would you be happy living with that?
But whatever history there is with you and them, it's...
Who lived there first? Were you there and they moved in?
I would guess she was there because she owns that house.
Okay.
So moving isn't
an option
for her, right? Like, she owns it. She shouldn't have to move.
Nope, absolutely not.
You know, she owns her home and should not have to move because of this. I know, you know, mentioned landlord and things like that, and basically the landlord won't do anything or can't do anything because they pay their rent.
That's not necessarily true either. If you have a legitimate complaint about the people in a rental property, then the landlord has to do something about that. They can't just brush it under the rug because they pay their rent on time. That's bullshit. They need to deal with those people. And you can probably go online to the landlord tenant webpage or information mm-hmm. page and see what their responsibilities are.
Yeah,
and
check that for sure.
And I know that I've had a neighbor complain about noise when I rented a property, and I'm not typically a noisy person, but I do like my music sometimes a little loud, and I had somebody complain about noise, and my landlord had to bring that up to me, and they did so with the actual printed complaint from that neighbor, and they dealt with it. So the fact that this landlord says they won't do anything about it because they pay their rent on time, that's crap. I don't believe that one.
Well,
bit.
And I wonder too, though, because it's there Sounds are like, bylaws against noise, but are there? There's no bylaw against what these people are doing. Is the problem? There's no actual bylaw that says, you know, you can't throw your leaves in the other person's yard. How are you going to prove that? Like, that's like well, there's noise there, bylaws, right? That you can prove and you can say yes, you yes. can't do this, and you can get fined for that. But the other things that these people are doing, there is no law.
There's
based on it.
But if she
other than
has,
harassment,
if she has visual proof with the cameras that she's installed, then yes, that's a harassment. And that is something that you don't go to bylaw for that. You go to the police.
Yeah.
And you call the non-complaint line and you go to the police and you let them know what's going on. And they are at that point forced to speak to those people. If they see legitimacy in your concern, they have to speak to those people. Even if it's just a quick conversation, it's got to be dealt with. So monitor your video. Make sure that you're recording. If there's any interaction, if you've got a cell phone that you can quickly start snapping pictures of garbage cans or a video of interactions, and you are within your right to video those things.
Yep.
That's something that they have to deal with, and the landlord for those people in that property next to you need to deal with it as well. So, and you can reach me at tellyouforfree@gmail.com. I know people. Anyway, having said that, any other advice from you for pissed off neighbor?
Other than punching them in the face, hence the drink. Punching them in the face. I would have very little patience with that. I would struggle. I don't even know what else to tell you.
Yeah.
It would not be.
No, you have the right to live your life in your home in peace and comfort, and they're not allowed to take that from you. So don't let them. And if the bylaw officers aren't willing to do anything, call the police. That is harassment. And you never know, they might even have a record of some kind. Maybe they've been there for domestic violence or something like that in the past.
Well, I know she did mention something about somebody having a restraining order against somebody else. I don't know. But they've had restraining orders put against them by someone. So I'm sure there's record of their interactions.
There'd be history somewhere. Yeah.
But
okay. Well, I don't know if that was any help to you, pissed off neighbor. But we'd like to hear from you again if there's any other issues or advancements or anything like that. Let us know how things go, and we'll be sure to bring it up again on a future episode of Sips and Tips. And
get some video.
Yes, definitely get some video. Definitely get
some
video.
Carry that phone, turn it on, and just be like the Karen on all the videos where you stand there with your phone and just let them rant. You're like, yeah, you're on camera.
Exactly.
Let them just bury themselves in their hole.
I don't mean to change the topic, but man, those maraschino cherries at the bottom of that drink are pretty good after they soak up all that booze. Right on.
Yeah. Good drink.
Okay, we're going to be back in just 1 minute with another quick problem to talk about this week, and then we'll sign off, but we'll be right back. Okay, so hopefully we were able to shed some light on pissed off neighbors problem. And although we've never had that issue ourselves, I feel for you. Second problem that we're going to tackle tonight comes into us from a loser, I think. just based on the way he talks and the name he gave himself, which
I don't agree.
What?
I don't agree.
He's a loser.
No.
This one is from Nick Bad Boy. Nick Loser Boy. It says, since becoming single, I've been dating a few women, but one in particular I just have that connection with. We have such a buzz, which I'm guessing is just another way to say connection.
Yes.
Yeah. Same sense of humor, banter, morals, outlook, and the same huge sex drive. The thing is, I'm 36 and she's 58. Now, I don't care, but my friends think I'm crazy, as I could easily date a younger girl, but I'm not that shallow. And her friends think she's the luckiest woman walking. Oh, Nick. The age is more of an issue for her than it is for me. Does anyone have any advice as to how I could reassure her? Well, Nick, bad boy. I have three bits of advice for you. One, don't ever use that name again. Two, you are not all that, and because she's dating you does not make her the luckiest woman walking. And three, don't worry about it. Don't let your friends call the shots. Don't let her think that don't give her any reason to think that you're not committed to her, if you are committed to her. If this is a short-term thing just because the sex is good, then be upfront and tell her that, and make sure that she knows that you're not in it for the long haul. But if it is something you see being an actual ongoing, full-time, committed relationship, then just don't give her any reason to doubt that that's where your brain is, if you have one. It's Nick Bad Boy. Nobody calls themselves stuff like that anymore.
Well, he does. Well, somebody does.
And if she's listening, I have advice from you, or for you too. Lose Nick Bad Boy.
I don't think you have to lose Nick Bad Boy. Have fun.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. If it's fun,
yes,
then that has to be agreed upon or understood.
But if he wants to reassure her, then maybe he does want this to be more than just a fling. Okay. And if he does want it to be more than just a fling, then you have to make her understand that she matters.
Okay, Nick Bad Boy, I have a question for you. Does she have money?
Well.
And is that why you're so interested? I know you don't say that anywhere, but that's where my brain would go. If a 36-year-old guy was that interested in a 58-year-old woman, there's 22 years difference there.
So? She could be a really hot 58-year-old.
I totally agree. But in 10 years, she's 68, and he's only 46. There's a lot of things could happen. There's
nothing wrong with that when it's the other gender around that way.
But again, when it's the other gender that way, he's got money. I can guarantee you that's the only reason why that's taking place is because he's putting her through college or paying for her boobs or something. Like, and there's,
in this case, it's probably she's good in bed.
That could very well be. But at 58, like I said, in if it's a fun bedroom thing, then great. Just make sure that she's aware of that. And if it's not, if you see it as more of a long-term, ongoing, committed relationship, then just don't give her any reason to doubt that that's where you are, Nick Bad Boy. Oh, I just can't.
You can't get past
that. I can't get past that. It's just ridiculous. Nick Bad Boy. Nick Loser. That's what I'm going to call you from now on. Nick Loser. When you're 58, you're not a cougar anymore, are you? What is that? You're still a cougar at 58?
Well, I don't know what the next step is from cougar.
Lioness. Maybe, I don't know. Is that, maybe. Google that shit. Find out. Is it what's after cougar?
From cougar?
What's after cougar? And we'll see what Nick Loser is dating here. I just don't see a 22-year-old age gap. Mojo doesn't like it either, obviously. He thinks that it's crap.
I'm not sure this is going to give me what I want here.
You just don't know how to properly Google.
There's a puma.
Oh. Is it, what kind of, does it give an actual age group?
Yeah. What comes after being a cougar? You're a puma. So, uses a slang for a cougar, minus 10 years.
Mm.
So a puma is a younger cougar.
A younger cougar. Okay.
So I think once you're a cougar, that's it. Well, what's this? Oh, hang on.
I don't know.
Hang on.
I've never heard the term puma used before. Except for when I was
apparently when you're
30, shoes.
You're already old and just looking for... Yeah, this is the world we live in. What age does a cougar become a coyote?
Coyote. See? That sounds
a jaguar more. Is 50 and over.
Okay.
Cougars in their 40s, so the puma's in their 30s.
So it's puma, cougar, jaguar?
Sounds like it. So she's a jaguar.
She's a jaguar, and he's a loser. So, I don't know.
How does he know she's just not using him?
Oh, that's quite possible. Yep.
Very possible.
Very possible.
Especially if her friends think she's super lucky.
Well, they don't know him, obviously. They might know that he's 36 and think that she's very lucky, but I bet you if they had 5 minutes worth of conversation with this clown, they're going to know that she should just move on. Just my thought. I could be wrong.
She's not interested in
it. Happened once. I was wrong once.
Conversation doesn't matter.
2017. I was wrong once.
2017.
Yep.
That was before I met you.
Yep.
No. You've been wrong since.
Nope. Not a chance. Not a chance.
Yeah, there was something you were wrong about.
Nope. It's a steam room.
Yes, you were wrong about the steam room.
Nope. I
you were so wrong. Differ. So wrong.
Listen, people, she has no idea
Google
what she's talking
that.
About. No.
Oh, yes.
Google has
you
no
were very
idea.
Wrong. He was wrong in 2021. November 2021, you were wrong.
Okay, so even if I was wrong once in November of 2021, that's I average one wrong at every 4 years. That's pretty good.
Is that right?
I have a better average than Nick, bad boy.
I'll keep a tally.
Yeah. Oh, I know you will, Monica. So, anyway... So, Nick, if you want to reassure her, and I'm not sure your motive, but if you want to reassure her, just don't give her any reason to think that you're in it for anything other than the long term. And just be honest and upfront. And that's really all I could say.
Yeah, don't worry about your friends if you're having fun.
Yep.
If you're happy.
If you're happy and happy. You know it, bang the jaguar. We'll make that a song for us. If you're happy and you know it, bang the jaguar. Yeah. Well, that got off the rails a little bit, so we're going to close this one up, I think.
It's the punch in the face fruit punch.
It's the punch in the face fruit punch. That's what it was. Or fruit punch in the face. That's what it was. Not punch in the face, fruit punch. Now you were wrong.
It's made me giggly, so it's a good drink.
It is. It's a very good drink. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to cheers this one out I'm done mine, so I'm on to red wine on a Thursday night at 8 o'clock. So, anyhow.
Whatever. That's my Friday night.
From our friends Piss Off Neighbor and Nick the Loser, cheers. And we'll see you next Friday with a new drink and a list of other people's problems, I guess.
Yep.
Work for you.
Works for me.
All right. See you next week.
This has been a Three Times Twice podcast production.